Dilla.
It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Good evening and welcome, everyone. Nate Lull with you again tonight as we come to you live from Sydney High School. It's a girls' MAC showdown tonight between the visiting BG Lady Bobcats and the home team on the scoreboard tonight, the Sydney Lady Warriors. Want to welcome you into the Chambers and O'Hara pregame show. Of course, Cork and the crew are on Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. You can stop in today for a wide variety of high-quality vehicles, expert service department, and very affordable rentals. Chambers and O'Hara wishes the best to all coaches, players, and fans during tonight's game. And our Section 4 disclaimer is that this broadcast is the property of Section 4 and WCDO Radio. Any rebroadcast or republication of this event without written consent of Section 4 is strictly prohibited. Folks, a lot on the line tonight. There is two absolutely huge MAC girls games tonight. Hancock girls are hosting Unitego right now, and at the end of the third quarter, Hancock is ahead by 9, 39-30, and we are yet to get underway here in the other big game tonight, Sydney hosting Bainbridge-Guilford. Now, the BG Lady Bobcats, undefeated. They already know their fate. They are going to be the number one seed in the upcoming MAC tournament, so they will host a game on Friday as they are 9-0 in the league. Now, the rest is kind of yet to be determined in terms of the fourth spot. We also know that the other semifinal will be Delhi visiting Hancock, as in that game last week, Hancock was able to take down Delaware Academy, and so they will host the other semifinal. Then it really boils down to Sydney or Unitego. Now, if Unitego loses tonight and Sydney is able to win, Sydney will punch their tickets into the fourth spot. If both teams lose tonight, or maybe if Unitego comes back to win, then it's going to throw some kinks into the schedule. But really it boils down to this. If it comes down to a tie, Sydney does hold the tiebreaker against Unitego, winning 50-47 back in their regular season contest in December, which many people have asked me this week. They've kind of forgotten about. It was in the Cooperstown tournament. Both teams were there. They decided to have their league game during the Cooperstown tournament. Unitego was without Hazel Hanel, their starting point guard, and they fall by 3 to Sydney. And so I think a lot of people are wondering, boy, that kind of took a lot of the home field advantage out of the Sydney and Unitego rivalry. Usually whoever is hosting seems to have a little bit of an edge because you bring that crowd, you bring that student section, and it can certainly help. That was a game that was in the middle of the afternoon. It was 3 o'clock in the middle of the week, and it was, you know, on break and everything, Christmas break. So some of that shine kind of wore off, I think, from that matchup. But really, when it boils down to it, Sydney could own that tiebreaker and maybe slide into the fourth spot. If that happens, Sydney would go to BG on Friday night for the girls' semifinal. We already know the other semifinal, Hancock and Delhi. Same thing on the boys' side right now. It's kind of a logjam with Sydney at the top at 9-0. They already definitely have their spot. The rest of it is still kind of up for grabs depending on how things go the rest of the week on the boys' side with Delhi, Walton, UV, BG, and Deposit all having chances of being in the top four. I do think that Delaware Academy is probably going to be the two seed, but the rest of it is still kind of up in the air. And tomorrow night when the BG boys come here to Sydney, that could certainly decide a lot as well. So there's still a lot of great basketball to be played. Of course, we have the Tri-Valley Championships this weekend, and then the following weekend after that will be the Delaware League and the MAC Championships. Both those games will be at SUNY Delhi, and the Tri-Valley Championships will be at 2 and 4 o'clock this Saturday up at Hartwick College. So you need to know our schedule. You can always go to WCDOsports.com. We are more than glad to post that there and keep you updated on everywhere we will be. But again, a huge game here tonight between Sydney and Bainbridge-Guilford. We'll break that all down as we get set for things here. It's senior night. The Lady Warriors are honoring 6 seniors. Of course, they start 5 seniors in their starting lineup. And they are a great team, and they need this win here tonight, and they would need a great performance to knock off a very, very strong BG team who is still undefeated overall and in league play. We're going to take a quick break here in the Chambers and O'Hara pregame show. When we come back, we'll get you the starting lineups for Sydney and BG. We'll pause for the national anthem, and we'll be right back. I'm Nate Lull. Thanks for joining us tonight for live high school hoops on CDO.
Winter is here. Do you have a dependable vehicle to get you where you need to go in the stormy weather? Look to Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, for all of your transportation needs. Cork and the crew have a wide selection of cars, trucks, vans, SUVs, crossovers, and more that are ready and tested for winter driving by their excellent service team. Don't see what you like? Let one of the Chambers and O'Hara professionals find it for you. Let us do the work. Want to stay dry while you shop? Visit ChambersO'Hara.com and be warm and cozy at home while you browse our inventory. We're always bringing in new vehicles, so check back often for a fresh look. Our experienced sales staff are local residents, your friends and neighbors, and they won't pressure you during the car buying process. Let Chambers and O'Hara take care of you this winter. Visit today on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, or call 563-4311, or visit online at chambersohara.com.
If you're looking for a new career path or to supplement your income, the Sydney McDonald's invites you to stop in for an interview Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. There are a variety of shifts available, and the Sydney McDonald's will work around your kids' school schedules. Apply online. Go to mcstate.com and select the Sydney McDonald's. Remember, open interviews are Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. at the Sydney McDonald's on Delaware Avenue in Sydney. Drive-through open Fridays 24 hours and Saturday until 1 a.m.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. NYCM is there for you 24/7, 365. Visit online nycm.com.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back. Nate Lull with you tonight on WCDO, also WCDOsports.com. Remember, folks, our web stream is courtesy of Sydney Federal Credit Union. At SFCU, it's all about you. And you can go back anytime. Our game audio archive on WCDOsports.com. Listen and download these games for free. Again, that's all courtesy of SFCU. Starting lineup tonight for Bainbridge Guilford and head coach Bob Conway, a sophomore wearing number 11, Abby Selfridge, a junior wearing number 13, Jill Canestra, a senior number 22, Rebecca Reyes, a sophomore number 23, Corey Thornton, and a junior number 25, Megan Palmatier. On the other side for Sydney and first-year head coach Lindsay Coons, a senior number 10, Mackenzie Gravelin, also a senior number 11, Taylor Barnes, a senior number 13, Carolee Pierce, a senior number 15, the very athletic Ari Bernard, and a senior number 23, Taylor Hawkins. Sydney's in the home white uniforms tonight with the maroon trim. Says Sydney in maroon lettering across the front of the uniform there. BG is in the road navy blue uniforms with the white trim. Says Bobcats in white lettering across the front of the uniform there as we get set for the opening tip here between the Lady Warriors and the Lady Bobcats. BG in last week's New York State Sportswriters poll was ranked fifth in Class C, and they are undefeated and looking to keep it that way. They have played a challenging schedule. I like what longtime head coach Bob Conway has done. He is very smart when it comes to the sectional system and knowing that there are a number of Class D teams in the MAC now, so you get less points for wins over them. So he went out, got BG in a couple of tournaments and some non-league games against bigger schools, so that hopefully when all things come out in the sectional bracket, he could have maybe a 1 seed, a 2 seed, a 3 seed. I did kind of a mock draft the other day and had them in the 2 spot. So that would, you know, very much help them, as the last couple of years they've had to travel into the IAC teams. And when you have to start making those 2-hour bus rides, it's always difficult. So it will be tough, too, because the semifinals and finals will be out in Cortland this year. So that's a long bus ride, but that's a long ways to go until we talk about that. But for now, BG is undefeated, and they will win the opening tip. They'll go left to right on your radio dial, and Canestra will have it for Rebecca Reyes, who will start the offense. And Sydney comes out in a 3-2 zone, it looks like. Left side for Abby Selfridge. Long three-pointer, left it short. Gets her own rebound, though. Follows her shot, rips it down, goes up for the right-handed board, and it's good. And there's the Abby Selfridge we all know and love. follows her shot, goes into the land of the trees, rips it down, and puts it in. 2-0 lead for BG on the road. And a steal now by Selfridge at midcourt. Long pass ahead for Canestra. Puts on the brakes and will set it back out for Corey Thornton. A right side three. Got it. Nothing but net right there for Corey Thornton. And BG out to a 5-0 lead. Just 20 seconds in. Ari Bernard dribbles up the floor here for Sydney on the right side. Takes it to the rim. Couldn't get the right-handed shot to go. Gets her own rebound. Puts it up and she's fouled here by Selfridge with 7:05 to go in this first quarter. And BG out to a quick 5-0 lead. And Bernard will go to the line. Bernard, a fantastic three-sport athlete here for Sydney. Field hockey as well as basketball, track in the spring. She's also running indoor track right now for a combined Sydney-Delhi-Unitigo program as she misses the front end here of the foul shot, second one coming. We'll be going to Ithaca next year to play field hockey and run track, and I can see why, because she's a fantastic sprinter, does a lot of the jumps, and is a great athlete. So the first one goes down here for Ari Bernard, the second one, I should say, and it's 5-1 with 7 minutes to go in the first quarter. BG brings it back up the floor. The navy blue with the white trim going left to right. Here's Canestra, pump fakes on a three. Back for Thornton. Little give and go on the right side of the floor. Back to the left. Thornton, another three. Wide open. That one off the back of the rim. No good. A long rebound is tracked down here by Sydney. Bernard brings it down the right side of the floor. In front of the student section, outside the three-point line, they go to Carolee Pierce at the high post. Reversing left side for Mackenzie Gravelin. Her shot, no good. Gets her own rebound and gets it to Taylor Barnes' left side corner. That shot did not hit the rim, so the shot clock at 10. Let's see how aware Sydney is. And now we're going to have a foul on the Lady Warriors. Let's see who it is. And that will be on Taylor Hawkins for a foul as she set up that pick. And so with 6.5 to go in this first quarter, it's 5-1, a BG on top of Sydney. Here in a girls' MAC contest tonight. Sydney trying to stay alive and keep in the top four. So team fouls, one for each, and that was the first one on Hawkins for Sydney. Here's Reyes, right side, kicks it out. Canestra for three off the side of the rim. Reyes is going to track down a rebound, keeps it in bounds, and they go to Palmateer at the right low block. Palmateer dances along the baseline. Little left baby hook is good for Palmateer. And Megan Palmateer, her opening bucket of the night. BG leads 7-1, and they come with the full court pressure. Sydney's going to dribble through with Bernard, trying to go coast to coast, and she's fouled as she gets into the paint, collides with Palmateer, who is trying to take the charge, but they won't get the call. So 5:58 to go in the first quarter. Second team foul on BG and the first on Palmateer as the Lady Bobcats lead 7-1. And here is Bernard right back to the line. First shot for Bernard is up and good. So Ari Bernard, who is one of the leading scorers for this Sydney team, trying to help the Lady Warriors settle in tonight, hosting the number one team in the league. Second shot here for Bernard is good. So Ari Bernard with all three of Sydney's points, and BG leads 7-3 with 5:55 to go in the first quarter. BG going left to right, back down on the left wing side to the top of the key. Here now for Canestra. Left side Selfridge. Pull up jumper. Left it short again. Rebound though for Canestra, who was crashing. Back out for Reyes, who gives it to Palmateer, who's going to reset the offense. Back out Reyes for three. Right side. Got it. Rebecca Reyes dials long distance. And it's a 10-3 lead for BG with 5.5 to go in the first quarter. Bernard down the right side of the floor. Puts on the brakes. And tries to go to the high post, but it's intercepted here by Reyes. And she's off to the races. Reyes with a bounce pass for Canestra. A little miscommunication there as Canestra wasn't ready for it, and it rolls out of bounds as she couldn't quite catch up to it, and it goes back to Sydney with 5:20 to go in the first quarter. And again, BG leading 10-3 here on the road tonight at Sydney, and they bring the full court pressure. Sydney gets it in to Taylor Hawkins, who stops at midcourt as the Lady Warriors go right to left. Left wing side in front of the BG bench, and now back up here for Mackenzie Gravelin. Now for Taylor Barnes, outside the three-point line. BG is in the man-to-man. And to the high post here for Taylor Hawkins. Her shot is short. Reyes rips down a board and will bring it up the floor. Crosses the big Sydney S logo at midcourt. One-handed pass here for Palmateer. Pump fakes. Great pass down low for Selfridge. Goes up and will have a jump ball. And the possession arrow is going to give it back here to Sydney with 4:50 to go in this first quarter. And it's 10-3 BG on top of Sydney here in this key MAC girls matchup tonight. Nate Lull with you tonight on CDO, also WCDOsports.com, as the 8th grader Erica Selfridge is going to check in at the next whistle. Sydney gets the ball in, down the left side of the floor for Taylor Hawkins. Hawkins stops, gives it off to Bernard. Good little give and go, and Bernard will take it to the rim. And Bernard has all five of Sydney's points. And they're keeping it close here with 4:35 to go in the first quarter. It's BG 10 and Sydney 5. And at the high post here is Palmateer, closely guarded by Kara Lee Pierce, as Sydney is now switched up to the man-to-man. Left side of the floor for Selfridge. For Reyes at the top of the key. Reyes from downtown. Her second three-pointer of the game, and it's 13-5 with 4:15 to go in the first quarter. Reyes, her second triple of the night. BG with the full-court pressure. Bernard is able to dribble through once again to the right side of the floor. Stops in the corner. Back out for Kara Lee Pierce. And now to the top of the key here for Taylor Barnes. Barnes closely guarded here by Rebecca Reyes. Sydney tries to go inside to Kara Lee Pierce. It's knocked out of there. Back to Bernard, and we'll have a foul with 3:58 to go in the first quarter. And this is going to be a foul on Corey Thornton, who was just reaching for that loose ball, and it rolled out of bounds, and she was trying to scrap in there with Bernard, and was called for the foul. So that's the team's third, first on Thornton. Erica Selfridge comes in for Corey Thornton, and Sydney holds onto the ball here, so both Selfridge sisters out onto the floor here for BG. Taylor Barnes with the ball for Sydney, back across from Mackenzie Gravelin, and the soccer stands out, takes it to the right low block, and her layup is no good, and back up the floor for Abby Selfridge. Good rebound there by Selfridge. Abby finds Rebecca Reyes, wide open for three, right side, left that one too long. Too much spice on this one, but Selfridge is there for the rebound, puts up the left-handed layup, it won't go. This time Taylor Barnes with the rebound, and Sydney back up the floor. With 3:25 to go in the first quarter, it's BG leading Sydney 13-5. Here is Gravelin. Stops, and we'll get one back out here for Ari Bernard. Now for Taylor Barnes at the foul line. A long two-pointer off the front of the rim, it died there. Rebound for Reyes, who will bring it back up the floor. Crosses the Sydney logo at midcourt. Reyes wants a three from the top of the key. Gets it to go. Rebecca Reyes is feeling it from downtown tonight. She's got 9 points. Timeout taken by Sydney. With 3:03 to go in the first quarter, it is BG 16 and Sydney 5. I'm Nate Lull. We'll be right back on CDO.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Back underway after the timeout, the BG girls on the road here tonight at their rival Sydney and leading 16-5 with 2:50 to go in the first quarter. I'm Nate Lull here tonight on CDO. And to the left side here for Taylor Hawkins goes in and is rejected by Selfridge. And back up the floor, Canestra ahead for Palmateer, who tracks down the home run pass. And goes up for the left-handed layup, and it's good. And Megan Palmateer now with 4 points. And BG increases the lead to 18-5 with 2.5 to go in the first quarter. Ari Bernard back down the floor. Bernard picks up her dribble in a tough spot, closely guarded here by the 8th grader, Erica Selfridge. Here is Mackenzie Gravelin now for Sydney, who rescued Bernard, who had picked up the ball in a tough spot. Now the ball is stripped, and BG with another steal. And Selfridge will bring it up the floor. Abby finds a long pass ahead here for Megan Palmateer. Back for Jill Canestra. Across for Erica Selfridge. A deep three, top of the key, gets it to go. Erica Selfridge hits the three-pointer, and boy, BG is really feeling it from beyond the arc here. And now a steal by Erica Selfridge on the inbounds pass. Gets tied up with Sydney's Ari Bernard. And this time the possession arrow favors the Lady Bobcats. 1:53 to go in the first quarter. Canestra will come to the bench. Corey Thornton is back in here for BG. So BG leading 21-5 with a minute and 53 seconds to go here in the first quarter tonight on CDO. Here is Rebecca Reyes, and we're going to have a whistle down low, and this is going to be on Corey Thornton, who got a little tangled up down low trying to set a screen, and the Zebra crew caught her for that one. So Canister is going to come right back in, and Corey Thornton will head to the bench. That's the team's fourth and the second foul on Corey Thornton. Now a steal on the inbounds pass here by Erica Selfridge, and she'll give it to Abby, who heads to the bucket and is fouled with a minute 43 to go in this first quarter. And so Selfridge will head to the line. looking for a final score here on Hancock and Unitego. That girls' game tonight is one of the other big games in the MAC, and coming up on a minute to go there, Unitego is trailing 46-40 against Hancock. And Abby Selfridge, her first shot from the line is no good. With a minute 40 to go here in this first quarter, it's 21-5. BG on top. So here is Abby Selfridge. Her second shot from the line is good. So Abby Selfridge with 3 points. Rebecca Reyes with 9. Megan Palmateer with 4. Corey Thornton with 3. Erica Selfridge with 3 so far tonight for BG. On the other side, it's all Ari Bernard for Sydney. She has all 5 of their points. Bernard to the left side on the left wing. Tries an entry pass down low. Left low block for Carolee Pierce. Tipped out of bounds. They'll say it was last touched by Pierce. And the ball is going to go back to the Lady Bobcats with a minute and a half to go here in this first quarter. It's 22-5, BG on top. Canestra will bring it up the floor. And to the right side, looking for Reyes. Has her pocket picked, though, by Ari Bernard. Down the left side of the floor. BG trying to hustle back on defense. Bernard puts it up and in. And Ari Bernard has all 7 of Sydney's points as they trail 22-7 with a minute 10 to go in the first quarter. Canestra, right side, finding Rebecca Reyes. Looking for options. Now finds Erica Selfridge. Across for Jill Canestra on the left side. Bounce pass down low for Palmateer. Good move on the left low block. Blocked out of there by Carolee Pierce. Palmateer with a little reverse layup. That won't go down. Rebound for Carolee Pierce and a foul here on Abby Selfridge with 54 seconds to go in the first quarter. Abby Selfridge, an incredible athlete, but sometimes we'll get into foul trouble in situations like that. As she picks up her second, Molly O'Hara is going to check in. That's the 5th team foul here on BG, so they'll go to the line here. So Sydney, late in the first quarter with a chance at some free points from the foul line. As a lot of people still ask me this question, they have changed it so that in the girls' game, they reset the fouls every quarter. Once you hit 5, you're automatically shooting. So Carolee Pierce to the line, as that is the 5th team foul on BG in the quarter. So Pierce settles in, looking for her first points of the night for Sydney, and it's off the mark. 6 seniors on the squad here tonight for Sydney, 5 of them in the starting lineup. Gravelin, Barnes, Pierce, Bernard, and Hawkins. The other senior is Maggie Schott on the roster here for Sydney. Second shot for Carolee Pierce is off the mark, so she goes 0-for-2 on the rebound. Ball out of bounds, last touched by Sydney. And we'll go back to BG with 52 seconds to go in the first quarter. So let's see what the Lady Bobcats can dial up here on offense late in this first quarter. So here is Canestra. Brings it up the floor as BG goes left to right. Palmateer now finding Molly O'Hara at the left elbow. Now to the right elbow for Selfridge. Pull-up jumper, gets it to go. And yes, it's a long three-pointer, it looks like, for Selfridge. I thought maybe the toe was on the line, but she gets it to go. She has 6 points, and BG leads 25-7. Right side of the floor here for Mackenzie Gravelin. Gravelin looking for options. Stops at the top of the key. Now finds Ari Bernard. Bernard lofts one back for Taylor Barnes with 15 seconds to go first quarter. Bernard into the corner for Taylor Barnes again. Barnes now back for Mackenzie Gravelin. For Barnes again in the corner. Little give and go. Barnes to the bucket. Puts it up and in. Taylor Barnes with a good baseline drive. It's 25-9. And BG will dribble down the court. They'll try a half-court heave. Canestra can't get it to go. End of the first quarter. It's BG girls leading Sydney 25-9. I'm Nate Lull. We'll be right back here on CDO.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Hi, this is Kirk Gardner, owner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, and I'm here to tell you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual clean and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life, and if you need to make a change, being able to choose the best system that fits your family needs will save you money too. Give me a call at 349-0831 and start saving money now. We also accept Visa and MasterCard. Call 349-0831.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. As we start the second quarter, BG girls on top 25-9. But Sydney passing it down low to Taylor Hawkins, and she'll put a shot up and in from the left low block. And it's 25-11. So Sydney trying to hang tough here on senior night on their home floor. Molly O'Hara finding Megan Palmateer. A right baseline shot is off the mark and no good. Rebound for Erica Selfridge, one of the shortest players on the court, goes into the land of the skyscrapers and comes down with a rebound. Here is Palmateer at the right elbow. Pump fakes, gets around Carolee Pierce, takes it to the bucket, can't get it to go, hit the rim twice, and then bounced off, and Sydney with a rebound with 7:15 to go in the second quarter. It's 25-11. BG girls on top here of Sydney. And to the top of the key here for Ari Bernard. She dribbles into the paint, puts up a shot, no good, gets it back, and is fouled on that follow-up. And Bernard is so tough because she can just jump out of the gym. And she followed her shot there and was just able to get to the ball a little quicker there than Erica Selfridge, who picks up her first foul. Team fouls have reset, so that's BG's first of the second quarter, as the Bobcats lead Sydney 25-11. Bernard at the line, first one is good. And Ari Bernard is making a living here at the foul line tonight. Second one coming here for the Sydney senior. Bernard's second shot is off the mark, no good, gets her own rebound again, puts it up and in. Ari Bernard with 10 points, and Sydney is chipping away at this BG lead. It's BG 25, Sydney 14. Canestra finds Palmateer on the left side of the floor, pump fakes, goes down low and kicks it out here for Rebecca Reyes. Reyes down low again here for Palmateer. Turnaround shot. Couldn't get it to go. Not enough spice on that one. And a rebound for Carolee Pierce. Did everything but finish there. 6.5 to go in the second quarter, and BG leading 25-14. Abby Selfridge will check back in at the next whistle here for the Lady Bobcats. Pierce down low. Gets tied up with Palmateer. Puts it up and in, though. Pierce on that second effort gets it to go, and she is starting to heat up. That is 25-16, and BG is going to take a timeout. With 6:19 to go in the second quarter, it's BG 25, Sydney 16. The Lady Warriors making a little run, and we'll be right back on CDO.
Did you know Sydney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sydney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back, folks. 6:15 to go here in the second quarter, and the BG girls take a timeout. They have a 25-16 lead, and after the timeout, we're back underway. Here is Abby Selfridge, who checks back into the game. Left-handed layup, no good. Palmateer, a rebound, gets tied up. Tosses one back out to Rebecca Reyes, though, on the right side. Reyes now for Palmateer. And they're going to start the offense on the right side for Jill Canestra. Her three ball won't go down. Out of bounds it goes, and it's going to go back to Sydney. Boy, BG started red hot, especially from beyond the arc, and now they've gone cold here over the last few minutes. And Sydney has crawled back into this game. They still trail 25-16 with 5:45 to go in the second quarter. Long mountain still to climb here for the Lady Warriors after they dug themselves an early hole, but they are slowly chipping away at it. Here is Ari Bernard. Back out Taylor Hawkins. That one halfway down. Couldn't go. Bernard is there. Puts it up and in. And Ari Bernard is doing it all here tonight for Sydney. She has 12 of Sydney's 18 points. 5:25 to go in the second quarter. Left side of the floor here for Selfridge. Little give and go from Palmateer, and Selfridge at the rim. Can't get it to go, but she's fouled. And the layup just will not go down here for Abby Selfridge. She'll go to the line, and that foul will be on Taylor Hawkins. That's her second and the team's first here in the second quarter. So Abby Selfridge at the line with 3 points so far here tonight. 9 points for Rebecca Reyes. She's leading the way for BG. As Abby Selfridge now with 4 points as she makes the first foul shot. Maybe this will give some life back here to the Lady Bobcats as they lead 26-18, but they've gone cold for the last few minutes. Second one from Selfridge. Left it short. Rebound, Taylor Hawkins. And Hawkins will bring it back up the floor. And an outlet pass here ahead to Mackenzie Gravelin. Gravelin on the right side of the floor as Sydney goes right to left. They're in the home white uniforms with the maroon trim. BG is in the navy blue with the white trim. Right side of the floor, Ari Bernard, pull-up jumper, tried the little bank off the glass, no good, and Jill Canestra is there for a rebound. A head down for Selfridge for BG. Palmateer tries to give and go right back to Selfridge. Lost it, ball loose on the floor, but scooped up by the Lady Bobcats. Good job by Erica Selfridge to track it down. Now here's Reyes on the left side, tries to go to the high post for Palmateer, and it's good. Palmateer got through traffic, put it up and in, and she has 6 points, and BG leads 28-18, so a little 4-0 run there. For BG puts them back in business with 4.5 to go before the halftime break. Now a pick there by Taylor Hawkins gets Ari Bernard free, back for Hawkins, the jumper won't go down, and a rebound for Jill Canestra. Back up the floor she comes, ahead here for Abby Selfridge, she puts it in, but a travel, shuffled that extra step. Bob Conway not pleased with the call, and either way it's going to go back here to Sydney with 4:15 to go in the second quarter. Bob Conway demands perfection from this team. They are undefeated on the season, but all the great teams that he's had over the years between BG and Mount Upton, he knows what to do, and he wants constant perfection from these girls. And he has a lot of expectations for this team as Sydney brings it back down the floor, and they go to Carolee Pierce with a turnaround shot, and she puts it in. Carolee Pierce cuts the lead to 8, so Sydney will not go quietly. It's 28-18. Great pass here from Selfridge to Palmateer, who puts it up and in. Palmateer from the right low block, and she has 8 points, and it's back to a 10-point lead for BG with 3:40 to go in the second quarter. It's BG 30, Sydney 20. Right side of the floor for Bernard, who has 12 points here for Sydney. Pull-up jumper, Taylor Barnes, and she got it. Luckily there for Sydney, Lindsay Coons, head coach for Sydney, was going to call a timeout. The ref, I don't think, heard it. And in the meantime, Taylor Barnes nails the jumper. So that was fortunate for Sydney. Back the other way. Here's Palmateer with a 20-footer. No good. Rebound. And a foul down low on Abby Selfridge with 3:15 to go in the second quarter. Well, who's this foul going to be on? Oh, it's going to be on Sydney. Okay. Foul will be on Taylor Barnes down low. She wears number 11. Selfridge wears 11 for BG. I thought they were going to call it on Selfridge, but instead they call it on Sydney's Taylor Barnes. Either way, timeout for Sydney with 3:15 to go in the second quarter. It's BG 30, Sydney 22. Girls High School Hoops tonight on CDO.
Did you know there's a fast, easy, and better way to save on gas? Use the improved Morabito Rewards Plus program. Every time you purchase gas, food, merchandise, even energy for your home, you earn cents off per gallon on your next fill-up. Swipe your Morabito Rewards Plus card at the pump and watch the prices fall. And only Morabito turns the power of your home's energy purchase into instant savings right at the pump. Swipe away at Morabito.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Out of the timeout, BG with the ball. They run an inbounds play for Rebecca Reyes. Her three ball from the right corner is off the mark, but BG gets the rebound. And they'll come to Jill Canestra. Left side now for Erica Selfridge. Back for Canestra as BG goes left to right. Reyes again, right side three. No good. Rebound, Ari Bernard, and she's off to the races. And the track star races down the right side. Great pass ahead for Taylor Barnes. She can't get the left-handed layup. And Abby Selfridge with a rebound. Selfridge trying to go coast to coast. The kiss off the glass is good for Abby Selfridge. And she has six. And it's 32-22 with 2:35 to go in the second quarter. Back up the floor for Ari Bernard as Sydney goes right to left on your radio dial. They try to go to the high post. Stolen away, though, by Reyes. Reyes with a breakaway here. Goes up for the left-handed layup, and it's good. Rebecca Reyes with 11 points. And BG leads 34-22 with 2:20 to go in the second quarter. Back over the half-court timeline here for Sydney. And another steal by Reyes. Reyes trying to go coast-to-coast off the glass again, and it's good. And Rebecca Reyes is having a huge night here for BG as they lead 36-22 now as we hit 2 minutes to go in the second quarter. Scrappy defense there by Reyes. Right side of the floor now for Taylor Barnes as Sydney continuing to try to fight. They go down low to Bernard, and she is fouled by Erica Selfridge with a minute 55 to go in the second quarter. That will be the second team foul on BG here in the second quarter. And I believe this is going to be, yes, it is the second on Erica Selfridge. Maggie Schott's going to check into the game here, as well as Mackenzie Constable for Sydney. Ari Bernard, Taylor Barnes going to get a quick breather here with a minute 55 to go before the halftime break. So Constable will inbound underneath the glass here for Sydney. And Constable looking to get it in, and she does, to senior Maggie Schott. Gets it back out for Mackenzie Gravel and stops. Now for Taylor Hawkins. They try to go down low for Carolee Pierce. Good fronting defense there by Palmateer. Ball knocked out of bounds, and it'll stay with Sydney. Palmateer giving up a couple of inches on defense. Did a good job to just time her jump there and tip it away from Carolee Pierce, who has been a force down low tonight for Sydney. Good defense there, though, by BG to deny her the ball. Sydney keeps it, though, with a minute 40 to go in the second quarter. Here is Maggie Schott back for Constable. Three ball right side. No good. Bounced off the front of the rim. Rebound here for Reyes, though. Again, into the land of the trees. One of the smallest players on the court comes down with it. BG in transition. They lead 36-22. Minute 20 to go before halftime. Here's Canestra for a deep three. Got it. Her first bucket of the night for Jill Canestra. We know she's a three-point specialist, and she showed it there, as BG leads 39-22 with a minute 10 to go in the second quarter. Here is Gravelin over the half-court timeline. Right wing side. Bounce pass for Maggie Schott. Another steal here by BG. Right at midcourt. Reyes ahead now for Palmateer. And she tries to go down low for Corey Thornton, who had her heels on the end line. So out of bounds it is, and back to Sydney. With a minute to go in the second quarter, BG in command, 39-22. Halftime show coming up. It's our Mirabito Energy Products halftime report. You'll want to stay tuned for that. We'll get you some out-of-town scores, as well as give you the scoring summary here from the first half between BG and Sydney. Taylor Barnes back into the game, left side of the floor for the Lady Warriors, controlling the ball. Now for Mackenzie Gravelin. Carolee Pierce at the foul line. Picks it up. Fans wanted to travel. They won't get it. Back for Maggie Schott. 10 on the shot clock. Here is Maggie Schott. Takes a shot in the paint. It's off the mark and no good. Rebound for Palmateer, and she's fouled by Sydney's Maggie Schott here with 33 seconds to go in the second quarter. That's the team's third and the first on Maggie Schott. And so Corey Thornton will inbound the ball and bring it up here with Jill Canestra. Canestra walks it up the floor. BG wants to play for one shot here. Head coach Bob Conway relaying the signals out to his team. They want to run a play here. 15 seconds to go in the second quarter. Here's Palmateer for a pull-up two-pointer, and Palmateer has 10. And it's 41-22. 8 seconds left here before the half. A steal by Canestra, but it rolls back to Sydney. Constable for three. That won't go down. And let's see. Hit the top of the backboard, it looks like. So it's going to go back to BG with 1.1 second left. And they'll get it into Palmateer. A half-court heave at the buzzer will come up short. And our halftime score is 41-22. The BG girls on top of Sydney here in this key MAC matchup tonight. BG shooting very, very well in this first half, and that has been the difference so far here tonight. We'll be back with the Mirabito Energy Products halftime report. I'm Nate Lull, and again, our halftime score, 41-22. BG girls on top of Sydney here on CDO.
Did you know there's a fast, easy, and better way to save on gas? Use the improved Mirabito Rewards Plus program. Every time you purchase gas, food, merchandise, even energy for your home, you earn cents off per gallon on your next fill-up. Swipe your Mirabito Rewards Plus card at the pump and watch the prices fall. And only Mirabito turns the power of your home's energy purchase into instant savings right at the pump. Swipe away at Mirabito.
Hello, Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley.
I need to order a pizza.
Son, we don't have any pizza on our menu.
Well, then, can I get a cheeseburger?
Well, son, we don't have any food on our menu. In fact, we don't even have a menu. This is Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley. I think you have the wrong number.
This is the right number. I heard your ads on the radio, and you said that you had something for everyone.
And we do, with wood flooring, rough-cut lumber, kiln-dried or green, casings, baseboards, wainscoting, and more. By the truckload or by the piece, we can help with all your wood needs, but we don't do food.
If you don't do food, you must be awful skinny.
Well, I've got a car, so I can go pick up a pizza if you want.
Great, while you're at it, my mom wants a salad.
The quality of your wood just got better. Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley. Since 1977, a half mile north of the intersection of Route 7 and Route 8 in Sydney. Call 563-4300.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
Looking for high-quality sports photos? Have a local high school or college athlete in the family? Know someone who paddled the General Clinton Canoe Regatta? There's one place for all these photos and more. Brian the Photo Guy. Brian has hundreds of thousands of local sports photos. Area high school sports featuring largely soccer and basketball photos, SUNY Delhi Sports, Canoe Regatta, and Oneonta Outlaw Pictures. Just find Brian the Photo Guy on Facebook for more info. His website is your one-stop photo shop, brianthephotoguy.fotomerchant.com. That's brianthephotoguy.fotomerchant.com. Brian is a proud supporter of local high school sports on WCDO. Check out Brian the Photo Guy today.
When it comes to your insurance, you're not going to just trust anyone. At NBT Mang Insurance Agency, our mission is to put our clients first. Tens of thousands of satisfied customers in Central New York know that NBT Mang Insurance stands for the greatest protection for your business, yourself, your belongings, and your financial future. NBT Mang Insurance Agency has more than a century of dedicated service to the Tri-County area. Call NBT Mang Insurance Agency at 561-2600 and let NBT Mang make the difference for you.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. It's our Mirabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Remember, you can save instantly right at the pump with your Mirabito Rewards Plus card. See for yourself today. Call them at 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. Our halftime score, the BG Girls, on the road here tonight in a key MAC matchup, leading Sydney 41-22. Now, BG already has the top seed for the league tournament all wrapped up here. Sydney is trying to hold on and maybe get that fourth seed. They did get some help tonight as Unitego falls to Hancock 47-40. So if Sydney can't come back in this game here tonight, they will also have another loss. But they do have the head-to-head tiebreaker with Unitego. So Sydney still does have a good chance of locking up that fourth spot. The bad news, Friday night they could be traveling down Route 7 to take on Bainbridge-Guilford in the MAC semifinals. The other MAC semifinal should be 2 Hancock and 3 Delhi, which will be a great game. We were over there last week when Hancock knocked off Delhi by a couple of points. The rematch will be back in Hancock. That's a tough place to play when that student section is getting rowdy and it's packed in there. So it's going to be some great girls basketball coming up here in the MAC. Let's do our scoring summary here. 12 points for Ari Bernard for Sydney in the first half, 4 for Taylor Barnes, 4 for Carolee Pierce, and 2 for Taylor Hawkins. So Carolee Pierce is going to have to pick it up here in the second half, as well as Taylor Barnes and Mackenzie Gravelin. But Ari Bernard is putting this team on her shoulders, doing everything she can here tonight to try to help out Sydney. Very good balanced scoring on the other side for BG. 13 for Rebecca Reyes, 10 for Megan Palmatier, 6 apiece for Abby Selfridge and Erica Selfridge, 3 apiece for Jill Canestra and Corey Thornton. And The threes were raining down early here for BG. Then they went cold for a little bit, and towards the end of the second quarter, they started to pick it up there a little bit. When they just have so many weapons outside the three-point line, when you talk about Erica Selfridge, Corey Thornton, Jill Canestra, Rebecca Reyes, I mean, Reyes came out and canned three three-pointers for 9 points right there in the first quarter, so that was absolutely huge, as that really helped BG to get off to a good start. So again, our halftime score is 41-22, and the BG girls on top. We're going to take another quick break, but we'll be back with more here on the Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Again, BG girls on the road here tonight at Sydney, leading 41-22 on senior night here on CDO.
Need to schedule an appointment to have your vehicle serviced? Hate waiting weeks just to get an appointment? This isn't the doctor's office. It should be quicker. That's why Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney now has 6 full-time technicians on staff to take care of your needs. That means we can schedule you sooner and get you in and out faster and back on the road to your busy schedule. You don't need to be bogged down with a broken vehicle or sitting in a waiting room because the work isn't done yet. The Chambers and O'Hara goal is to get it done quickly, but to also get it done right the first time. Call 563-4311 or visit chambersohara.com today.
Buying insurance can be a tricky and confusing process, but the Sherino Insurance Agency at 50 North Broad Street in Norwich is here to help. From business and life to home and renter's insurance, Pat and the team at Sherino Insurance can handle all your questions and needs. Family owned and operated since 1972, Sherino Insurance is an independent agency offering competitive rates for auto, home, business, life, motorcycle insurance, and more. They now offer boat, snowmobile, RV, and camper coverage too. For a free quote, call 336-1444 or visit them online at SherinoInsurance.com. Sherino Insurance, service and savings with a personal touch.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Haagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student-athletes.
Heat tape for water pipes, insulated chimney systems, and stovepipe. This winter, count on Jessef House Building Supplies in Sydney Center. Insulation, rock salt, snow shovels, outdoor work gloves, and traction sand too. So this winter, count on Jessef House Building Supplies in Sydney Center. Since 1920, local folks have relied on Jessef House Building Supplies in downtown Sydney Center. Three generations of quality service to the Tri-County area. Jessef House Building Supplies, with everything to build anything. Call 369-3051.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back to the Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Our halftime score is 41-22. The BG girls on top of Sydney here at our halftime break. And boy, BG looked very, very good in that first half. Just did an excellent job. Early press got some turnovers and just good shooting, too. Very good shooting. And that's how they are. BG can hit from downtown, and they're a strong team. Sydney, though, I got to give them some credit. They chipped away and chipped away. Got it down to, I think, eight, maybe six or eight at one point. And, you know, when they had Abby Selfridge in some foul trouble, they were able to chip back into it. But, boy, BG just so many weapons. It's certainly hard to stop all of them at one time. We're going to take one last quick break. We'll come back with the start of the third quarter with the score BG 41, Sydney 22. Girls High School Hoops tonight here on CDO.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Hi, this is Bill Thomas from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice? If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. And I hope you'll choose Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney, 563-8200.
Let's get back to the action with local sports
on WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. Start of the second half. BG with the ball. They throw it right down low to Abby Selfridge, who puts it up and in. And BG leads 43-22 with 7:35 to go here in the third quarter. Here comes Sydney as they now go left to right on your radio dial. Here's Ari Bernard to the high post. Kicks it out. Taylor Hawkins. A baseline jumper is no good. And BG with a rebound. And here is Selfridge back up the floor on the right side. Abby Selfridge again trying to go coast to coast. Spot up jumper off the back of the rim. No good. Off the hands there of Palmateer. Back up the floor for Mackenzie Gravelin. Poke checked out of her hands by Abby Selfridge. And it'll stay with Sydney. So Sydney again going left to right on your radio dial. BG right to left. Sydney in the home white uniforms with the maroon trim. BG in the navy blue with the white trim here tonight. Start of the second half, and BG with a comfortable 43-22 lead. Ari Bernard down low, goes up off the glass, couldn't get it to go. And Abby Selfridge skies for the rebound for BG. Back down the right side of the floor. Selfridge stops, gives it back to Rebecca Reyes, who has a game-high 13 so far. Wants more, puts it up and in. Rebecca Reyes from Alabama puts that one in, a deep NBA three, and it's 46-22. Reyes is on fire here tonight with 6:40 to go in the third quarter. Right side of the floor, now to the left side for Mackenzie Gravelin. High post here for Ari Bernard. And Bernard puts it on the floor, stops, pops, puts it up off the front of the rim. No good. Carolee Pierce cleans up the mess and puts it home. Carolee Pierce with 6 points. And it's 46-24. BG girls on top. So you go right to left on your radio dial. Here is Canestra. Canestra to the left side of the floor, finding Abby Selfridge. Selfridge with a dribble drive, gets it into the paint, puts it up, and can't get it to go, but we'll have a whistle with 6:09 to go here in this third quarter. And this is going to be on Selfridge, it looks like, for BG, her third, team's first. Selfridge sometimes just gets so into it down low, a physical player. And when she's given up some height, too, she can really get into it. She's given up some height down there tonight to a couple of the Sydney centers. And so she picks up her third. She's just trying to fight her way in there. And on the meantime, Sydney back down the floor. And Ari Bernard puts it in, and she's fouled. So Bernard with 14, and she's going to go to the line. And that's the second team foul here on BG in the second half. And Ari Bernard will go to the line here. And it's the third on Corey Thornton. So again, at halftime, 13 points for Rebecca Reyes. 10 for Megan Palmateer and 6 points each for Erica and Abigail Selfridge at the half. As Ari Bernard's foul shot is up and good. So Bernard has 15. She's doing everything she can here on senior night for Sydney. Back the other way for BG. It's 46-27. And now the officials are going to take a timeout here. Looks like maybe a problem with the shot clock with 5:50 to go in this third quarter. And the score, BG 46, Sydney 27. So they'll resolve this here at the scorer's table. Again, if you're looking for that Hancock and Unitigo girls score, I can't believe how many people I've had walk up to our broadcast booth here at Sydney. We're right at midcourt and asked me what that score was tonight. Hancock walking away late in that game, 47-40, defeating Unitigo tonight. And so we're back underway. Here, BG, a baseline drive. Palmateer got around Pierce and lays it off the glass and in with a little left-handed layup. She now has 12, and BG leads 48-27 with 5.5 to go in the third quarter. Left side of the floor for Ari Bernard. Bernard stops, gets it back to Carolee Pierce at the top of the key. Now for Mackenzie Gravelin at the left elbow. Now down low on the left low block. Back out for Gravelin for three. Got it, Mackenzie Gravelin. Actually, her first bucket of the night, surprisingly. And it's 48-30 with 5:10 to go in the third quarter. Back up the floor here for Jill Canestra. BG with a 18-point lead. Selfridge with a long two, and she gets it to go. No, they're going to say it's a three for Selfridge. So Abby Selfridge now into double figures. She has 11. And it's 51-30. Boy, I thought that toe was on the line there, BG. I think he got away with one. Left side of the floor here for Carolee Pierce. Back up for Sydney. Now to Gravelin. Bernard outside the three-point line, closely guarded by Corey Thornton. BG in the man-to-man. Bernard with a long jumper, and it's good. Ari Bernard will not be denied tonight. She's got 17, and it's 51-32 with 4.5 to go in the third quarter. Canestra passing down low for Selfridge. Goes underneath, and it's blocked out of bounds. Last touched here by Sydney, and it'll stay with Bainbridge Guilford. Great pass there from Canestra to find Selfridge down low with 4:25 to go in the third quarter. Reyes will get it in to Palmatier in the corner and back here for Selfridge. Selfridge for Canestra, now for Reyes on the right side. Reyes wants a three, pump fakes, doesn't pull the trigger, goes back to Selfridge with 10 on the shot clock. Now for Canestra, she wants the three and can't get it to go. Hit the rim three times, but wouldn't fall in the hole. And a rebound back up here for Sydney's Mackenzie Gravelin with 4:05 to go in the third quarter. And BG on top, 51-32. Right side of the floor for Taylor Barnes. Barnes, pump fakes, gets down low, throws it off the glass, and it's good, and she's fouled. So Taylor Barnes with 6 points, and she'll look to complete the old-fashioned three-point play here at the line. Taylor Barnes steps in here, a senior. She's had a very nice career here for the Sydney Lady Warriors. Can't get the foul shot to go. Ball loose on the floor. Barnes somehow gets her own rebound and gets it back out here to Ari Bernard. Left side. Bernard stops, pops, little jab. Comes back with a jumper. Gets tied up on the rebound with Palmatier. And we'll have a whistle with 3:45 to go in the third quarter. This will be a foul on Taylor Hawkins, who got tied up on the rebound there. Corey Thornton's going to come out of the game. Erica Selfridge checks back in with 3:45 to go in the third quarter. And Selfridge will look to bring it up the floor. Here is Canestra crossing the big Sydney S. Team foul situation in the third quarter. Three for BG, one for Sydney. And that was the third on Taylor Hawkins. BG, in the meantime, passing one down low for Megan Palmatier, and the turnaround is good. So Reyes has 16, and Palmatier has 14 for this BG club, who's shooting very well tonight. They lead 53-34. Sydney back the other way. Off the glass, and good again for Mackenzie Gravelin, and she has 5 points. It's 53-36. BG girls in control. Here's Reyes on the right side of the floor. Wants a three. Again, pump fakes as she had a defender right in her face. Now for Selfridge. She wants the three left side. Pulls the trigger. Won't go down. Rebound off the hands of Carolee Pierce out of bounds, and it will stay with BG. 3:03 to go here in the third quarter, and it's 53-36. Now Rebecca Reyes underneath the glass. The inbounder here for the Lady Bobcats. Gets it into the high post. Great pass there to Selfridge, who finishes. Great court vision there by Reyes to finish it off. And it's 55-36. Back up the floor here for Sydney's. They cross the big S. Left side for Constable. Bounce passes it down low. And a steal again here by Reyes. And ahead now, but she threw it away. Was looking for Jill Canestra, but it's stolen back here by Sydney. And here is Ari Bernard. Takes it to the rim, up and in. Ari Bernard has 19. Doing everything she can here tonight for Sydney. It's 55-38 with 2.5 to go in the third quarter. Back up the floor on the right side for Abby Selfridge. Step in and got it. Selfridge now with 15. So Reyes with 16, Selfridge with 15, and Palmatier with 14. With 2:15 to go in this third quarter. Left side of the floor here for Constable. Constable lays one off here for Carolee Pierce at the left elbow. Back out Constable. Jumper is short. Bernard is there. Puts it up. Can't get the rebound to go. Ball loose on the floor, and Selfridge will come away. 2-on-1 for BG, but Selfridge is going to take it all the way. Can't get the layup to go, but she's fouled by Carolee Pierce. And Selfridge will head to the line with a minute 58 to go in the third quarter. And it's 57-38. BG on top and looking to add to it here at the line. Corey Thornton will come back into the ball game here for BG. We'll see who she checks in for. So that's the first foul on Carolee Pierce and the second on Sydney as a team here in the quarter. So Abby Selfridge to the line with 15 points, and the first one is good. Reyes is going to come to the bench as Thornton checks back in. Selfridge now with 16. Pierce comes to the bench. Angel Henshey will check in for Sydney as Pierce getting a quick breather here late in this third quarter with 2 minutes left. And Selfridge to the line. And this one is up and good for Selfridge. So Abby Selfridge now with 17, and it's 59-38. Back up the floor here for Sydney. They go left to right on your radio dial. On the left side of the floor here for Mackenzie Gravelin. Stolen away, though, by Jill Canestra. Canestra, bounce pass ahead here for Selfridge. It's up and good. And Selfridge now with 19. And BG leads 61-38 with a minute 35 to go in the third quarter. Here is Gravelin, left side. Bounce pass here to the high post for Constable. Constable now for Ari Bernard. Right elbow shot is good. And Bernard has 21 with just about a minute and a half left here in the third quarter, and it's 61-40. She has half of Sydney's points. She's having a great game. Here's Palmateer, takes it to the bucket, and she is fouled here by Taylor Barnes, who knocks it out of bounds. No, they'll actually say clean block here, I believe, and just that the ball was last touched by Barnes as she flicks it out of bounds. Minute 10 to go, third quarter. BG gets it in. Again, they go right to left on your radio dial. Corey Thornton for three. No good. Rebound here for BG. Palmateer tosses one back out, but it's stolen away here by Sydney. Palmateer was going to fall out of bounds, so she had to chuck it back in, and Sydney was there to clean it up. 61-40, the score, as Mackenzie Gravelin takes it to the bucket. Shot is off the mark and no good, and Selfridge is looking to run. Here comes Abigail. Coast to coast, lays it up and in. Abby Selfridge now with 23, and BG leads 63-40 with 40 seconds to go in the third quarter. Back up the floor for the Lady Warriors. They're in the white with the maroon trim. Bounce pass to the right side for Taylor Barnes. Barnes outside the three-point line. Picks up her dribble, tries to go down low, and does to Bernard, who lays it up and in. Bernard with 25, and it's 63-42. Bernard just can't be stopped. There's several players here tonight who are just filling up the stat sheet. Here is Abby Selfridge to the bucket. Can't get it to go, but she's fouled with 12 seconds left in the quarter. Unbelievable. So that is Bernard's first and the team's third. This will send Selfridge to the line. So Abigail Selfridge with 19 points here tonight, looking to make it 20 here from the charity stripe for BG. First one is good, and Selfridge has 20. She started off slow, but boy, is she picking it up. And hard to believe, folks, it's her third year on varsity. She's just a sophomore. And the second one is off the mark and no good here for Selfridge. So the rebound with 10 seconds left here in the third quarter goes to Sydney. They try to pass it ahead, but stolen by guess who? Abby Selfridge. 5 seconds left in the third quarter. Stolen back here by Sydney, but they're going to run out of time, and they won't be able to get the shot off. End of the third quarter. It is BG 64 and Sydney 42. I'm Nate Lull. We'll be right back on CDO.
We know how hard it is to raise a family these days. With your busy schedule and all those obligations, you need a financial institution that's all about you. We've got you covered. With internet services, convenient ATMs, online bill paying, and so much more. Stop by to find out about the Credit Union Advantage. We're a member-owned financial cooperative. We're all about you. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout the season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition and enthusiastically supports all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Start of the fourth quarter here, folks, on CDO with the score BG 64 and Sydney 42. Sydney will get the ball at midcourt, again going left to right on your radio dial in the home white uniforms here tonight with the maroon trim, and Mackenzie Gravelin will bring it up the floor. Gravelin is at the top of the key. Bounce pass here for Taylor Barnes outside the three-point line. Passes down low. Stolen away, though, by Abby Selfridge. Right side of the floor, trying to go coast-to-coast. Puts it up and in, and she's fouled. Selfridge now with 22, and she'll head to the line trying to complete the three-point play. So Selfridge with 22, Reyes with 16, Palmateer with 14 here for BG. But on the other side, Ari Bernard with 25 so far for Sydney, and still a full quarter to go. So here is Abby Selfridge at the line. And Selfridge puts it up and in. She has 23. And Molly O'Hara will check in for Abby Selfridge, who will have a seat with 23 points. We'll see if we see her again tonight or not. BG with a comfortable 67-42 lead here on the road tonight at Sydney as we start fresh here in the fourth quarter, just 20 seconds in. Bounce pass here for Sydney. Mariah Gifford into the contest now. Bounce pass inside, taken away by Molly O'Hara. And Corey Thornton will bring it back up the floor. Now for Jill Canestra, finding Megan Palmateer. Bombatier down low for Jill Canestra. Right-handed layup, no good. Rebound for Sydney. And back up the floor here for Mackenzie Gravelin. As Sydney goes left to right on your radio dial. Right wing side in front of the Sydney bench. Here is Taylor Barnes. Stops. Picks up her dribble in a tough spot. Gets tied up with Molly O'Hara. And the jump ball is going to give it back to BG with 7:05 to go here in the fourth quarter. 67-42 the score. And Mariah Gifford will head back to the bench. Ari Bernard back in. Bernard with 25 and the senior having a memorable last regular season home game here for Sydney with 7 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Here is Canister up the right side of the floor, now finding Megan Palmatier, leaving one off for Molly O'Hara. O'Hara back for Corey Thornton, and now for Palmatier. Thought about a three, tries to dribble, drive down low, off the glass, can't get it to go. Carolee Pierce scoops up the loose rebound, and an outlet pass ahead for Taylor Barnes as she walks it up the floor. Barnes on the right side, stops, passes down low here for Taylor Hawkins, through her hands, and back out for Ari Bernard. Bernard, dribble drive, right baseline side, off the right wing, kicks one back out for Taylor Barnes. 15 on the shot clock, Barnes throws up a long two, it won't go down, draws air, and rolls out of bounds. With 6:25 to go in the fourth quarter, it's 67-42. BG girls on top. Jill Canister is going to go to the bench, and Abby Miller will check in here for the Lady Bobcats. So the starters that are still in the game here are Corey Thornton and Megan Palmatier for BG. With 6:20 to go in the fourth quarter, here's Palmatier with a long two. And Palmatier has 16 points, and it's 69-42. BG on top. Gravelin over the half-court timeline. Gravelin to the left side. Bounce pass now for Ari Bernard at the foul line. Bernard stops, and now we'll leave it off here for Mackenzie Gravelin on the right side, outside the three-point line. Tries to bounce one for Taylor Barnes through her legs and out of bounds with 5:55 to go in the fourth quarter. Now Palmatier will come to the bench, and Morgan Swarthout will check into the game with 5:55 left. And so both teams going to the benches here tonight. Late in this contest, Molly O'Hara with a pull-up jumper. That's off the mark and no good. And a rebound by Mackenzie Gravelin ripped it down. And an outlet pass ahead looking for Taylor Hawkins. Too tall for her. Out of bounds. And we'll go back to BG. Maggie Schott's going to come into the game. And Taylor Barnes will have a seat here for Sydney. With 5:35 to go in this fourth quarter, and BG leading 69-42. Erica Selfridge for BG going right to left on your radio dial. They cross half court, and they go to the right side for Molly O'Hara. Back out, Swarthout. The pull-up three is good for Morgan Swarthout, and she's fresh into the game and knocks down that triple. And it's 72-42 with 5:15 to go in the fourth quarter. And Danny Johnson will check in at the next whistle for BG. As Sydney has it with Carolee Pierce. Back out for Ari Bernard. Pull up long two is no good. Rebound on the floor. Brought down here by BG. Corey Thornton gets tied up there with Bernard. And we'll have a whistle, a jump ball. We'll keep it here with Sydney with 5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Johnson waiting to check in. And she'll come in for Corey Thornton. So all five starters now to the bench here tonight for BG. They have done their work. And with 5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, BG enjoying a 72-42 lead. Here is Taylor Hawkins, takes it inside and is fouled, and will go to the line. Taylor Hawkins with 2 points, and will step to the charity stripe here. Again, if anyone's looking for that Unitigo and Hancock girls score tonight, Hancock winning 47-40 to remain in second place in the MAC standings as Hawkins puts up her first shot. So Hancock will get the 2 seed behind BG, who will get the 1 seed on the girls' side for the MAC playoffs, which start on Friday. And they will host Delhi, who will be the 3 seed. And a shot there from the line, the second shot for Taylor Hawkins is no good, but guess who? Ari Bernard is there to clean it up. And with a putback, she has 27. And it's 72-45. Unbelievable. Left side of the floor here for Danny Johnson. Now for Abby Miller at the top of the key with 4.5 to go in the fourth quarter. Miller now for Erica Selfridge, who has 6 points on 2 3-pointers from the first half. Molly O'Hara gets her shot blocked by Carolee Pierce, but gets it back. Out for Abby Miller. Her shot is off the mark, rolls out of bounds, and will go back to Sydney with 4:21 to go in the fourth quarter. Sydney also going to the bench here. Constable will check in, as well as Henchy and Gifford. And Taylor Hawkins, Mackenzie Gravelin will go to the bench, as well as Kara Lee Pierce. 72-45 the score. BG in control. And they remain in the man-to-man here on defense. Left side for Gifford. Goes down low for Constable. Little give and go right back. Looking for Gifford off her hands. And they'll say it was last touched by Swarthout, and out of bounds it goes. Constable will inbound the ball here for Sydney underneath the bucket. Tries to get one back out, but is fouled. And that was Henchy who came in, got the ball at the left low block, and was fouled with 4:07 to go in the fourth quarter. This will be on Molly O'Hara, her first team's second. Now the ball in here to Ari Bernard. Takes it to the bucket, up and in, and Ari Bernard has 29, and she'll be looking for 30 here at the line. Wonder what her career high is, as she is looking to complete the old-fashioned three-point play. Bernard with 29 here on senior night. Let's see if the broadcaster curse gets to her. No, it doesn't. Bernard has 30 of Sydney's 48 here tonight. Unbelievable performance from Ari Bernard. 4 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Left side for Molly O'Hara. O'Hara now for Swarthout outside the three-point line. Swarthout will give it off to Abby Miller. Miller back for Danny Johnson. She pulls up, and it's good for Danny Johnson. And boy, everybody getting into the scoring act here tonight for BG with 3:40 left. And BG leading 74-48. Constable to the right side. Dribble drive down low. Puts it up, no good. Rebound for Bernard. Up and in. And Ari Bernard has 32. And 3:25 to go in the fourth quarter. Bernard has 32 of Sydney's 50. Back up the floor for Bainbridge Guilford, and here is Molly O'Hara as the navy blue and the white go right to left on your radio dial. Here is Erica Selfridge. Baseline drive, and she's fouled by Bernard with 3:12 left. And that is the second foul on Sydney as a team. Kendra Serezna checking in for Molly O'Hara. Everybody has gotten into the game almost here tonight for BG. Here is Selfridge in the corner for three. Erica Selfridge with 9 points down. She knocks down another triple, and it's 77-50 with 3 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Here is Schott on the right side of the floor. We'll leave one off here for Ari Bernard, again, who has 32 tonight for Sydney. Now back for Constable. And Constable on the right side wants a long three. Died on the front of the rim. Rebound for Henchy. She tracked it down. Good job for the Lady Warriors. Passes down low for Schott, who was fouled with 2:38 to go. And the score, BG 77 and Sydney 50. That is the team's fourth foul, the first on Abby Miller. So one more and Sydney will be shooting. And Bernard, the inbounder, tried to go to Mariah Gifford, who tracks it down into the backcourt and now finds Ari Bernard. Again, Bernard with 32. Into the right side, back up for Constable. Constable into the corner now for Maggie Schott as we come up on 2:20 to go in the fourth quarter. Here is Bernard. Dribble drive, kicks one back out here for Mariah Gifford. Pull-up jumper for Gifford is good. Mariah Gifford, the sophomore, puts it in. And it's 77-52 as we hit 2 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. Erica Selfridge with a long pass ahead for Serezna. Up and good. Kendra Serezna gets it to go, and let's see, that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 different players tonight have scored so far for BG. With a minute 50 to go in the fourth quarter, here's Maggie shot to the rim, and she's fouled. Couldn't get the shot to go, but she will head to the line here with a minute 45 to go in the fourth quarter. It's BG 79, Sydney 52, and it looks like Savannah Baldwin, the 8th grader, is going to check in here at the next whistle for Sydney, a JV call-up. First shot for Maggie Schott from the line is off the mark, no good. So here is Savannah Baldwin getting her first varsity action as she takes out Ariana Bernard, who will finish tonight with 32 points. Unbelievable effort tonight from Bernard. Maggie Schott, her second free throw is up and good. That's her first point of the night, and it's 79-53. BG will walk it up the floor, going right to left on your radio dial. And here is Erica Selfridge, leaving it off for Serezna at the top of the key. Now for Morgan Swarthout. Outside the three-point line, Swarthout tries to go down low for Danny Johnson. Ball is tipped. They go back out for Erica Selfridge. Lost it, but manages to track it back down before she goes out of bounds. Here is Johnson with five on the shot clock. Johnson out in no man's land. Gets it to Selfridge, who chucks up a three. And the rebound, as she is off the mark, goes to Sydney. As we come up on 1 minute to go in the fourth quarter, and BG leading 79-53 here in Girls MAC action tonight. Down low, up off the glass, and good for Mariah Gifford. And she has back-to-back buckets here for Sydney. 79-55 the score. BG across the timeline. Now for Swarthout. She wants a three, tries to go to the bank, and it bounces off the rim out of bounds. And let's see. Looks like it's going to stay here with BG. Last touched by Sydney. Yes. And so Abby Miller will inbound the ball directly in front of the BG bench with 52 seconds left. They'll get one in here to Morgan Swarthout. BG just looking to kill off the last couple of seconds here with 45 seconds left in this fourth quarter. They are on their way to being undefeated in the regular season in the MAC. They go down low for Abby Miller, and she's fouled. Fifth-ranked team in New York State Class C in last week's New York State Sports Writers Association poll, and they will remain undefeated here in the regular season and overall. So here is Miller at the line. First shot is, oh boy, rattles out, no good. Hit the rim, bounced around, hit the backboard, came back down, hit the rim, and then popped free. So Abby Miller looking for her first points at the line, the senior. Gets it to go. Abby Miller makes it 80-55 with 35 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. And back up the floor to the left side here for Constable. Constable wants a long three and can't get it to go. Hit the rim twice, then falls off, out of bounds, and will remain with Sydney with 26 seconds left. 80-55, so Sydney and Unitego will remain tied for that fourth spot. And I believe the tiebreaker will probably give it to Sydney. Shot is off the mark here for Sydney, and back up the floor with 20 seconds left. BG with the ball. So Sydney could be playing the BG Bobcats once again on Friday night if things hold true. Left side, Danny Johnson, a long three-pointer is off the mark. No good. Ripped down here by Sydney. And the final score tonight after Sydney, let's see if they get off one last shot, and they will. Maggie shot, can't get it to go, and our final score is 80-55. BG girls remain undefeated overall and in the league with an 80-55 victory here tonight on the road against Sydney. Post-game show coming up. I'm Nate Lull, and we'll be right back on CDO.
You can't buy convenience, but with NBT Bank Mobile Banking, you can download it. NBT Bank Mobile Banking places access to your personal finances at your fingertips. With the ability to check balances, view transactions, transfer money, and pay bills, you can enjoy the convenience of banking anywhere, anytime. Convenience counts to you, and that counts to us. Enroll today at nbtbank.com/mobile. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
When it comes to your insurance, you're not going to just trust anyone. At NBT Mang Insurance Agency, our mission is to put our clients first. Tens of thousands of satisfied customers in Central New York know that NBT Mang Insurance stands for the greatest protection for your business, yourself, your belongings, and your financial future. NBT Mang Insurance Agency has more than a century of dedicated service to the Tri-County area. Call NBT Mang Insurance Agency at 561-2600 and let NBT Mang make the difference for you.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back one last time here to Sydney High School. Our final tonight, the BG girls defeating Sydney 80-55. Welcome you into our post-game show. Let's go through our scoring summary. First for Sydney, amazing performance for Ari Bernard, 32 points on senior night. That will be one that she will always remember. So 32 for Bernard, 6 points apiece for Taylor Barnes and Carolee Pierce, 5 points for Mackenzie Gravelin, 4 for Mariah Gifford, and 3 for Taylor Hawkins. On the other side, very balanced scoring tonight for BG. 23 points from Abby Selfridge, 16 apiece from Rebecca Reyes and Megan Palmatier, 9 from Erica Selfridge, and then a whole bunch of threes and twos. 3 for Corey Thornton, Morgan Swarthout, Jill Canestra, 2 apiece for Danny Johnson and Kendra Serezna, and 1 tonight for Abby Miller. Great balanced scoring effort. Let's see, that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 different scores here tonight for BG. Let's do our awards now. First is our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award. Serving the Tri-County area for over 150 years, NBT Bank is proud to support local sports. On WCDO, we'll give that tonight to Ari Bernard, from Sydney, 32 points. That's a game high. She was fantastic. So Bernard is our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award winner tonight. Next is the NBT Mang Dynamic Defense Award. Our families live, work, and play with your families. At NBT Mang Insurance, we insure your life. We'll give that to Rebecca Reyes tonight. 16 points for BG, but boy, was she good with all those steals out there tonight. Steals for layups, and she just made it very easy looking tonight. So Rebecca Reyes is our NBT Mang Insurance Agency Dynamic Defense Award winner tonight. Finally, the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award is brought to you, of course, by ACCO in Sydney, a proud local employer and happy to support local athletics on WCDO. We'll give that tonight to Abby Selfridge, 23 points here tonight for Selfridge. That's a team high. So Abby Selfridge is our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award winner tonight. And I'm just looking at some of these other stats here tonight for Ari Bernard. Not only did she have 32 points, but 8 rebounds, 2 assists, and a steal for Ari Bernard. On the other side for BG, you talk about Abby Selfridge doing it all. 5 steals and 7 boards tonight to go along with those 23 points for Abby Selfridge. Rebecca Reyes, 5 steals, 4 rebounds, 2 assists. So she is definitely deserving of our Dynamic Defense Award here tonight. Jill Canestra as well comes up with 6 rebounds and 6 assists. So great job there by Jill Canestra tonight. I think it's so underrated for some of those BG players that don't score a ton of points. They just do a great job of the assists, the rebounds, the steals. They do it all, and that's why BG is so successful. So again, our final score, 80-55. The BG girls come out on top tonight here against the Sydney Lady Warriors. We'll see what happens. I believe Friday night this is what will happen. Hancock girls will host Delhi in the first MAC semi. BG is going to host either Sydney or Unitego. I believe if all the tiebreakers and everything hold true, it could be Sydney. But I don't want to get quoted on that. I'm going to check with the MAC League tomorrow, and then we'll post that on WCDOsports.com. So don't quote me on that, but it looks like Sydney will still have a good chance to be in the top four, and that they would have to go to BG on Friday night in the first round of the MAC semifinals. The MAC finals will be on February 18th at SUNY Delhi, and we'll see what happens with all that once the semifinals are complete. We will have more basketball right back here tomorrow night. The BG boys are in town to take on Sydney. That's a big game, too. Sydney boys are in first place in the league, but BG is trying to scrap their way into the fourth spot, and they could have a great chance at doing that, but they have a big game tomorrow night against Sydney. They'd have to come into the Lions' Den and knock off the undefeated in the league, Sydney Warriors. So we'll see how that goes tomorrow night. A big thank you to Jim Tomeo back in our CDO studios. Thank you for listening tonight. Again, our final score, BG girls defeating Sydney 80-55. I'm Nate Lull. Have a great night from CDO Sports.